Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Wholeness Podcast. I'm your host, Melissa Catherine, intuitive coach specializing in mindset mastery and committed to bringing you back to wholeness, the truth of who you were before you ever thought you were less than, whether it's due to a number on the scale, a trauma, or challenges in life. So many of us have limiting beliefs that we somehow aren't enough, and I'm here to tell you it's just not true. As a leader in transformation, having been a coach for almost a decade, with a background as a nutritionist, fitness expert, and hypnotherapist, I specialize in emotional and mindset mastery with a spiritual connection to support you in living your best life in a body that you love. Listen each week to receive expert guidance, live coaching, and have your questions answered. It's time for you to have wholeness now.
Hey, everyone. I am so excited and honored to have my dear friend, Dr. Kellyanne Petrucci, here with us today. Kellyanne, what's going on?
Oh, Melissa, it's all good. I'm with you. You know, such a pioneer in all things wholeness that I'm really happy to be here.
I am truly, I just want to thank you so much for taking the time to be here today. I know that you are requested and constantly doing interviews and on TV, and especially heading into the new year. I'm just so grateful, excited, and ready to dive into today's topic, because I think this is something that people are really needing. So before we do, I just want to tell you a little bit about my dear friend here. Dr. Kellyanne Petrucci is the author of the New York Times bestselling book, Dr. Kellyanne's Bone Broth Diet, her bone broth cookbook, and the 10-day belly slim down. She's also the host of the PBS special 21 Days to a Slimmer Younger You, and the 10-day belly slim down. She makes regular appearances on the Dr. Oz show and is all over the news and talk shows and more. Most of all, what I love is, and you'll see this when you meet her here today, but her mission is to empower you. That's as simple as can be, to nourish you. And she wants you to feel awake, alive, and heard. And her message is to know that you are worth it and fall in love with you. And that is something that I am all about. So, okay, Kellyanne, we're going to dive right in.
Yeah.
You are the creator of the bone broth diet. And there are so many other things that I constantly see you. You're on the forefront of everything with nutrition, holistic, tying in, you know, obviously Western medicine with bringing us the whole picture of health from the inside out. You are the epitome. I mean, you're the epitome of somebody aging backwards. I know you, I see you. And I'm always like, I always just show people, I'm like, this is what she looks like. And it's all bone broth. So I want to ask you, how did the bone broth diet come to be? What did you see that was missing in the marketplace where you were like, there has to be something else that's needed?
What a great question. And I don't think I've ever actually been asked that, where I drew. So, you know, that's a really great question, where I drew the idea from this. And, you know, oftentimes that we find with a lot of healers, a lot of health practitioners, things come out of experience. Things are born out of a story. And so my story was that as I started approaching older age, let's just say I wanted to stay well preserved, but then something else happened. I started to notice that my waist was thicker, my hair was thinner, my eyes were sullen and sunken in, my skin lost that luster and demeanor. I had a pouch around my waist. All of these things started happening. And here's what's interesting, Melissa. Here I was, you know, a pioneer and on the clinic floor helping so many, and I was using so much of what I did, and it wasn't working. And so when I went to so many people and they said, well, you're in your 40s now, of course, you have children now.
I hate that. Yes.
And you know why? I think both of us hate it, because we really pay attention to innate and we understand so many things. And here's what I want everyone to understand. If we are supposed to fall apart at 40, if we are genetically predisposed, does it not then make sense that everyone would fall apart across the board? So you can't explain why some people are glorious and energetic and beautiful at 40 and other people fall apart if it's genetic, because you have to think about genetics and the epigenome and all of that. Think about going to a zoo. If you go to a zoo, they feed the tigers one thing. They feed the giraffes one thing, gorillas one thing. You're part of the DNA, a genomic pool. So we as humans have much of that same string to us. So if we are all humans, now, of course, lifestyle plays in all of that. Genetic plays in about 2-3%. And let me repeat that genetic only plays in about 2-3%. We all would fall apart and we don't. So I knew that there was something bigger and better and more powerful out there that was going to get me what I wanted.
I love that. Well, okay, there's so many amazing things that you touched on here. And I already have a slew of other questions I want to ask just based off of that. But I love that you're really saying not to get tied to age being a number and what has been deemed what's supposed to happen to us. I personally subscribe to aging backwards, and I just sit there and I'm like, I look better now than I did when I was 30, you know? And from, I'm not buying into anything with weight. I'm not buying into anything with hormones. I'm not. And I've just noticed that mind over matter. So again, going back to that question, I know you had said in the beginning, you tried all of these things. What were the things that you were doing that everyone's doing where you just said, you know, this isn't working, hair is still thinning, pouch, you know, skin's not looking the way it's supposed to.
Let me touch on one thing that you said that I love that you said about this whole idea of aging backwards. And, you know, it's a mental game and all of this, and that, you know, I don't put age to a body. It's because we have to be like bumper cars in life. And when I want, and the reason why I want to say this, Melissa, because I know there's a lot of people that are listening, a lot of women who feel hopeless, aimless, exactly, misguided, frustrated, angry, all of those emotions. And I want to ask everyone to be a bumper car. Something doesn't work, you just, you back that car up and keep going. You bump into something again. Yep. Just remember, there's a lot of BS words out there. No, you can't, you're older. Mm-hmm. Develop the mental strength to know it's irrelevant, and develop your own words, your own dialogue, your own internal chatter. This is vitally important to aging backwards. So I have to say that at the forefront. And some
absolutely.
Absolutely. And some of the things that I was doing that wasn't working are all of the things that we learn in health and wellness that we all partake in when we really get into this. So I felt like, you know, I was eating right. Mm-hmm. I felt like I was drinking enough water. I was doing yoga. I certainly, you know, I used to do bodybuilding shows. For those of you who know my background, I did fitness and bodybuilding shows. So I'm very well versed in the gym. I know my way around all of the fitness.
You and I are like the same person.
How often do we say this? We are like glued the same person.
We're the same.
So I was doing all of these things, but here's a couple of things that I didn't really realize. And when you go from thing to thing to thing, you start numbing your body, numbing your body. And how many out there right now are listening or watching that are doing just that? And success is also a funny thing.
So when you're saying from thing to thing to thing, just to clarify, you mean like, trying like, oh, I'm going to eat all this. I'm going to detox. I'm going to.
But even beyond that,
okay.
Even beyond that in your life, in your scheduling, you go from thing to thing to thing. I'm
got it.
Not just only outside of your food, just in your life. And yeah. What happens is you stop becoming present, aware, in touch with your body,
Amen, sister.
This is how are you?
Disconnection.
Like, check in.
Yep.
Check in. Mm-hmm. I was not checking in. And I started to say, like, you know, success is a funny thing. And everyone looks at it like, you know, oh, I want what she has, or I want. And what happens is, and you know, I talk a lot about cleansing and resetting the body. And there's also, and cleanse and reset means to me, it means getting the toxins out and pushing the nutrition in. That is what it means to be that conveyor belt that must go on all of the time. But what we don't think about a lot of times is those external ways that we can cleanse and reset. And one of the things that I did when I actually crashed and burned, which is why I believe, by the way, nothing was working. The backstory is my body crashed and burned. So when you look at yourself and you say, I don't know who I'm looking at anymore, that's a tell. You don't just blow that off and say, well, let me get a new blowout. You know, I think I need to change my hair color. Yeah. You need to go in and go in deep and reconnect to yourself and say, well, you know, my skin doesn't look good. My eyes are dark and sullen. I think eyes are a really big thing. Eyes are really big. Mm-hmm. Eyes and the gut are, tell me a lot about what's going on in the physiology of the body. So we have to become aware of these things. So going, again, going from thing to thing to thing in all areas, food, diet, you know, going through practitioners, all of these habitual things that we do to try to get ourselves to feel good. To try to get ourselves to feel good, because at the end of the day, that's what we're all trying to do. But you have to understand, there's like Maslow's hierarchy of needs, which is your survival chamber to get you to self-actualization. The same thing exists in health. The same thing exists in that mental awareness and plugging yourself back in. You build that hierarchy. You've got to do things like know from the ground zero. Without sleep, you're going nowhere.
Yep.
Without getting water, you're going nowhere. So understand that there is that same hierarchy of needs that Maslow talked about in psychology. We have that in our body.
Oh my gosh. And the other piece, oh my gosh, so much I love. I just love the point. I really want to make this point. I want to drive this home. When you said it's only 2-3% genetic. I think so many stories about, oh, well, I'm just predestined to be overweight. I'm just I have big bones. I'm always going to have cholesterol issues. Well, my dad died at this age, so most likely I will too. It's like, I love that you're saying, just clean the slate of that, write a new story, and recognize that that only plays a small role. So in the bone broth diet, you went on this hunt of, there's gotta be something else that's gonna work. There's a missing key here. You birthed the bone broth diet. You brought it to the United States. It blew up. You have everybody and their mother drinking bone broth. can you tell us, like, what are the benefits? What did you see within yourself? And why do you call it this like a magic golden elixir?
You know, I think as practitioners, when we see something that does multifaceted magic or so many benefits in one, and I never saw anything like it in practice. So I started testing bone broth on myself. And then of course, in order to have the type of book that I wrote in the Bone Broth Diet, I had to test it out. So I tested it in 3 different cities with multiple people and started realizing that, oh my gosh, these results are typical. Are you kidding me? That's when I knew. And it was when I used it in fasting to do comfortable fasting. That was the game changer. That's what flipped the switch. The benefits are so many, which is where the attraction came from. So we talk about this hierarchy and this hierarchy of needs that we have, starting with sleep and water and all of that. Another need that you have is to have your immune system functioning at all cylinders all of the time. And I think, Melissa, we're seeing that now more than ever, that the way to navigate the world is to build armor around yourself. Mentally, physically, all of it. And just know that we can do it. We can build this armor. And there's people like Melissa, there's people like myself. We're out there to help you and to show you how to do it. And I can tell you without question, I've seen it, you can do it. So, I also want to say, I've been doing this 26, 27 years. So I've had a lot of people sit across from me and I've heard the stories and I learned what the body needs. So building your immune system is important. So here I have this liquid gold, as I call it. I have something that everything that you take in medicine and nutrition provides a different emotion and a different feel. So here I found something that created this feeling of warmth and restoration. And I knew when something was going to create that warmth, that love, that restoration, I knew it had incredible healing agents. So then I started researching it and finding that Florence, you know, Nightingale used it and brought it to hospitals to open the gut for healing because she knew it was going to bring healing into the body. I found that hunter-gatherers used to make this soup in the gut of animals because that's what kept them well. That's what kept them healthy. And it really would do the trick of keeping you full for a long time. They didn't even know why they were doing it. They just knew it did something, and whatever it did, it was working. And it really allowed them to be the hunter and gatherers and the foresters that they were. So when something increases your immune system, we have to pay attention. And how bone broth does this is it's got something in there called gelatin. And gelatin is one of the big bang things, but you're thinking, well, can't I just eat Jell-O? This is very different than something like Jell-O That's number one. The nutrients are far different. And for those of you who are thinking, well, can I just get this in soup? I want to make it very clear that if you go out and buy a lot of the canned soups, you're not going to get the same benefits as you are with the bone broth, because you've got this gelatin that's coupled. And this is where it's such a treasure. The gelatin is such a healing medicinal, because if you think about, if you get a sunburn, I got a sunburn. What is the first thing that everyone in America does? They reach for the aloe vera.
Yeah.
Because it soothes and it heals. Now, just imagine yourself internally, if everyone just wants to take a moment and just picture that inside of you, wrapped inside of you, is 25 feet of a narrow tube. This tube is narrow and it's long. And the whole idea is to eat things that cleanse you and not clog you. That's the whole idea. So you take this broth in, and it does very much for the gut, the same thing that aloe vera does for the skin. Mm. It's the same properties. So you're going to get that healing and you're going to get that soothing. And that's what it does. And that's why you can't go wrong.
I mean, I'm even looking at you. Do you guys see her like glowing skin? It's like, I mean, it's incredible. So you had mentioned earlier, you said there's two defining areas where you look at somebody and you know kind of what their health state is, and it's their gut and their eyes. What are some telltale signs that you see in the eyes?
Yeah, the eyes are very, very important. We hear oftentimes that, you know, windows, they're the window to the soul. Yep. But for me, they're the window to your health. Because when you see eyes that start to sit back and look dull and sullen, that is, you have to realize it's an organ that we can physically see. And when you can physically see an organ, Chinese medicine has been doing this for years. You can use that as a diagnostic piece. So in other words, if I can look at the tongue, if someone stuck their tongue out and let me see their tongue, I can tell you an awful lot about the body. So if I go through an airport, and because I've been doing this again for over 25 years, I can start navigating and I can start looking, and it's, you know, this is thing, this matrix that you, it's almost like you're bionic and you're doing this scan, this Terminator scan, and it becomes very natural to you because I've been doing this for so long. Yeah. So the eyes, the best way I can describe it to those listening is or watching is that your eyes look dull. And a lot of those bags that you have underneath the eyes, that's telling me an awful lot. It's telling me an awful lot about what's going on with your liver, what's going on with your spleen, and henceforth your guts, all of these things. But I don't want to overwhelm everyone with having to think about this and having to think about that. What I want everyone to know is, no matter where you are, no matter, you know, what shape your eyes are in, no matter if your hair is thin and your waist is thick and all these things are going on, you just need to start taking action right now, today. Yep. And it shouldn't be a new year, new you thing. This is something that we have to do, because we have to be complete warriors now. As we said before, our job now is to rethink and reshape the way we're thinking. We want to build armor. And when you build that armor, something really spectacular happens. Your skin looks incredible. Your hair looks shiny. Your waist starts to naturally shrink without you stressing about it. You start to go out in the world and all of a sudden, everything looks prettier. It looks brighter. It looks better. It's a magical thing. And all of a sudden, you realize that you're starting to think different thoughts. And you have to trust this process. And this is what I want to ask everyone to do. Don't be maniacal and frantic. And let's just, you know, decide that in 2021, we're going to step away from all of those fear-based thoughts. And we are going to use this whole principle and property of abundance when it comes to our body. So, you know, you talk a lot, Melissa, about this concept of wholeness and wellness. And I think there's never a time where this, an appetite for this, should be more important.
I agree. Because, and I love that you brought it back to, first off, just going into 2021 and not having this, like, what goals, what are we going to achieve? How is this year going to be? What are we going to do? And actually, a big word that I would just constantly heard for everybody is balance, you know, getting into balance. And what you're saying with this armor is so important, because I mean, what we just saw yesterday on, you know, in Capitol Hill, and COVID is continuing. And I don't think anybody ever thought that it would continue on this long. And there's that, that view of like Groundhog's Day. And there's some people that are bored out of their minds. And there's some people that are so busy, they can't get a breath, right? I know when you and I started, or when COVID started, you and I were like, oh my God, everyone's, you know, doesn't know what to do with themselves. And we couldn't come up for air. You know, we were like, I'm on doing more videos. Yeah.
Because health is of the essence. Health is now the new luxury. Let me repeat that. Health is now the new luxury. And so in order for us to really have this luxury, it doesn't have to be hard. So let's talk about what action steps everyone can take this very moment. So the first thing I would do is, because bone broth does so many things. Look, guys, there's many things I can talk about. You know, I am a Swiss trained doctor. I studied in London. I have very unusual and unique backgrounds. I've seen a lot of unusual things. And there are many things that I would love to talk about. But I spend a lot of my time talking about something as simple as bone broth only because I know what it can do for you. So the first thing everyone can do is understand that bone broth is very restorative. It has this gelatin in it, which heals your gut, which we know that a very large portion of our immune system rests in the gut. We also know that it contains protein and fats, a good combination. And when you have something that has as low calories as bone broth does, so think about this, it's got really low calories, really high protein, really high nutrition. When that happens, it is pow, bang, it's a home run. And also bone broth has something in it called glycine. And glycine is an interesting amino acid. Another thing that I love about bone broth is that it has these amino acids, and think about amino acids as upbuilding. So how do we stay young? We constantly build up, we don't tear down, we build up. So these amino acids help us build up, and glycine is one of the beautiful components, because I call it the greatest oxymoron in nutrition. And here's why. Glycine is my go to bed at night drink. Now, we oftentimes hear about, you know, warm up milk before you go to bed. This is the new milk, so to speak. The glycine in the bone broth helps soothe you and put you in a really great state of mind. So if I'm in a funk and I need to sleep, I grab bone broth. But because you're getting that restoration, it does something that, here's where the oxymoron comes in. It actually perks you up and makes you feel very well rested. So it restores. So here you have something that helps you sleep at night, but also gives you energy by that restoration. And you know, one of the reasons why I love it, and it helps regulate your kidneys. So you get all of your systems working. So the first thing I would ask everyone to do, if they want to really encourage this armor in 2021, is start having 2 cups of bone broth a day. It comes in powdered forms now, it comes in liquid forms, and you can make it very easily in a slow cooker. So those are your 3 choices. And they're actually 3 really good choices. When I started in this business, there wasn't anything I could offer anyone but making it themselves. There was not a single bone broth company there. Now there's actually a lot of good ones. I sell it, but there's also other good companies, and you can find it in the grocery store in the freezer section, frozen. You can buy powdered broth now. That's really wonderful.
I've used all of Kellyanne's, and it's the only bone broth that I use. It's incredible. It's really so easy. And the powdered I take with me when I travel, I have it here. It just makes it so, so easy. And especially since I was primarily pescatarian and don't do a lot of meat, having the different options that you offer is amazing and makes it, again, so easy. So if you guys, if you struggle with beef, if you struggle with like, or you struggle with chicken, you even have vegetarian.
Yeah, you can even do vegetarian offerings, and you know, fish. Fish is another. You can have fish broth. So don't discount fish broth. But a really great thing to do is just keep a pot simmering. You can buy liquid bone broth. It's really easy, and I call it broth loading soups. And understand that you get energy in different ways. And one of the main things that you have to understand is how carbohydrates work in the body. And I'll show you how to use that with bone broth. And that is the fibrous green stuff. That is what we need to keep us cleansed and not clogged. So all the green stuff that you know about, it's great. It's great. You can throw those in soups, and that gives you fiber. And fiber is great, again, at making things move through those 25 feet of colon that I told you about, the intestines. It moves things through. So we don't want things to get stuck in that long, narrow tube that we call our stomach. We don't want that, our gut, excuse me, intestines. We don't want that. So we want the fibrous vegetables. It also does something very, very, very crucially important. It regulates your blood sugar. So fiber helps to regulate your blood sugar. And if anyone wants to really feel like they are on all of the time, focus on regulating your blood sugar. You can do this very easily now. You can go to the pharmacy and you can see what your blood sugar is. $25. You can get a little tiny contraption. You prick your skin and it tells you where your blood sugar is. And I encourage people to see the empirical data to see where they really are, because it's so motivational. People don't realize the little things that they're doing that's getting their blood sugar out of whack. Now, if you go to your doctor, if you know a practitioner, have them write you out a script for one of those continuous blood sugar monitors. You strap a little device on your arm and you track your blood sugar on your phone. Wow.
Oh, wow.
And I am telling you, if you want to get into gear, you use this continuous monitor. And I cannot tell you how many people have used this contraption with bone broth and used bone broth and fasting to make shifts that they never thought they could make. And I'm talking about women over 40, women over 50, that when you get to that age, it's very difficult for many women to move the needle. And what I say is, let's change that thinking. It's actually not difficult to move the needle. You actually have to know what to do. That's all. It's just information.
And when you're doing, I love this, when you're talking about regulating your blood sugar, what numbers should people be looking for?
We always thought don't go past 99. Like you don't want to go in the hundreds. That's kind of the safe zone. But now research is showing us that if your blood sugar is about somewhere between 85 and 90, it's actually a really good number. And you know, we operate very well on that, but certainly you never want to go into the hundreds in order to burn fat, in order to have your mind in check. Because when your blood sugar is high, you have to think about it like charred glass in your vessels. It's chopping things up. It's making things you're not efficient. You're not an efficient machine when your blood sugar is out of whack. And we talk about building this armor. Let's go back to our through line, building the armor, getting things back on track. You can't build armor if your blood sugar is out of whack. It cannot be done. So we talked about a couple of important principles. We want to heal the gut to get the immune system up. And we want to keep the blood sugar regulated to keep everything in check. Vitally important. So if you want to start the new year out right, and you want to be combative against all the stress, everything's going on, the prescription so far is 2 cups of bone broth a day. I don't care what form you get it in. 2 cups of bone broth a day.
Is there a specific time that is best for bone broth?
I love to have bone broth at night, because it's very sedative. And because, remember, I told you, it's the oxymoron of nutrition. Also, it's great for that pick-me-up in the afternoon because it's restorative. It is restorative. And most people like their coffee and their teas or what have you in the morning. And they don't really want to replace that warm beverage with the bone broth. And that's totally fine, because I find more value when you're getting the cravings and crashes and you're getting the afternoon slump. Get that bone broth in that mug, get it in the mug. And then at night, when you want to feel like, you know, you want to just shut your body down into a really nice sedative type of state, get that bone broth into your body. There are two places where you'll get massive benefits to match what your body is going on, what your body's feeling in that moment.
And that's so incredible too, because so many are struggling with sleep, and especially in the 40s, 50s, you know, it's, there's struggles with sleep, and then just what's going on in the world, falling asleep, staying asleep. That's absolutely. And I think that afternoon cravings, that crash, I mean, these are incredible. It's really going back to that word that you use about who you are, about nourishing yourself from the inside out, and then reaping the benefits. So I have a question for you that I know is probably on many people's minds. We also see collagen everywhere. Collagen creamers, collagen. When you're looking at bone broth, and I know collagen is in bone broth, but what is this, the big craze with the collagen? How is that different? and how do you like to use, because you have incredible collagen powders as well. We're gonna put all the links below. So what can you explain the difference and what the benefits are and the different types that we're seeing on the market, in particular, even the ones that you offer and your favorites?
Mm-hmm. So here's what everyone needs to know to like really cut it simple.
Yeah.
Bone broth just is a little bit more complex, has a little bit more complexity in its nutritional profile. I don't prefer bone broth cold. I like bone broth warm. If you are the type of person that wants something warm, grabbing the bone broth is really great and will get you far. Now, collagen, on the other hand, is something that I like to toss in things and I like to make shakes with. So it's something that's more isolated nutritionally. The benefits are a little bit more isolated, and I'll explain that. But if you are the type of person who wants shakes, and if you are the type of person who cook and you have a lot of things, you can just put plain collagen in everything, which makes it really, really easy. And collagen shakes are my favorite. I love collagen shakes. And really, I want everyone to be habitual about this and think about this in those terms, because you know, you remarked about my skin. Well, this is something that's habitual for me. It's something I do all of the time. And I say that you have choices, right? So this is a lifestyle for me. And I encourage everyone to try to think in terms of lifestyle, not a flash in the pan. So if this is a lifestyle for me, this is something I'm going to do every day. And it's not what you do once in a while that affects the body. This is why I can still enjoy myself and have fun. How many times have we been to Craig's in LA, Melissa, you and I?
I know.
Have we not had fun?
We have fun. We eat all the things. We have wine.
We have limited, and it's because we created this environment. Okay. We created this. I call it fairy dust. And what I say is, when you get the inflammation down, when you become a natural fat burner, in other words, keeping your blood sugar regulated and you heal your gut, when those three things happen, you have the body's perfect storm. And when you have the body's perfect storm, you are able to indulge. You are able to have that 20%, I call it the fairy dust moments.
Exactly.
You're able to have some of those things you love and you bounce right back. So I just, you know, when I indulge, next morning, I get up, I exercise, I start with my lemon
water.
We get
right back to it because it's a lifestyle and it's a part of who we are. It's not, guys, what you're hearing, it's not a diet. So especially going into 2021, I know so many are like, now is my time to cleanse, reset, detox. And, you know, Kellyanne's got incredible cleanse and reset programs and other things available. But what she's really, really saying is to build that armor, it's about creating the identity and the lifestyle that matches it to reap the constant benefits and rewards that this will have. So choosing to make bone broth a part of your lifestyle is, you know, that's how Kellyanne looks the way that she does and continues to operate at such a high level and make the beautiful impact that you do. So I love this. And you also have one of my favorites are your collagen, your coconut bars.
Oh, they're yummy. They taste like Mounds bars, but they're not. They're like the best better for you product ever.
Yes. It's they're so good. I'll put links below too, because that's like my favorite, along with your bone broth and your collagen powder. So you add collagen to smoothies, coffee. You're just saying really add it into everything. And that has a lot of beautifying elements to it.
It really does. So it strengthens the skin. So everyone has to know that collagen is one of the main proteins of the body. It's one of the main protein elements of the body. And so we really need this. And I talked a little bit about glycine, and it has glycine in the collagen, which is one of the things that I love. And here's an interesting thing about collagen. When we talk about, well, we want to get in better shape and we want to use collagen to help us really get that uplifted skin, because that's what collagen does. It helps your skin come lifted. It's like, think about it like spikes. Yeah. Think about it like a good pair of jeans that suck you in and lift you up. That's how I want everyone to think about collagen. Oh, that perfect pair of jeans. They just suck me in and lift me up. Yeah. That is collagen. And so we really want to try to use this again, like I said, on a regular basis, because there's so many benefits to it. And because it has that glycine in there, it helps you lose actual stored fat. And let me explain to you what that means.
When everybody's going to want to hear this. Yes.
Yes. Okay. So do you want to be tired and stringy, or do you want to be, you know, new and fresh? I mean, that's the whole difference. A lot of the things and the programs that we put us on, we try to lose weight. And what happens is at the end of the day, we are tired and stringy. Now, that is not the look that we want to have, nor is it efficient to run your body. So glycine helps you lose stored fat, which is the stuff here, the stuff here, the stuff here. It's the stuff that our body just can't seem to get rid of, right? And even though we can't spot reduce with weight loss or losing weight, mm-hmm. we can start to lose all of these hard to lose places by using the right practices and principles. And glycine is beautiful at helping us do so because it helps us lose the stored fat while maintaining all of our muscle mass. That is the key. People that are employing a lot of these, the right practices, the right principles, that's why they seem to have that fresh, youthful look. That's what we want. We don't want that stringy, tired feeling that a lot of cleanses, that a lot of things that we do with food end up putting us on that path. Think about, you know, new and fresh and healthy. That's what we want.
And so also, guys, I do want you to know, bone broth, you will see and feel a difference within a week. And I mean, give it 30 days, especially with gut health. I know the gut, there's so much with liver and detoxifying and just a lot of...
Let me just kind of tag on what you said for a minute about the time. And I want everyone to know this. It takes 21 days for your intestinal cells to turn over. That's why it's called the 21-day bone broth diet. So there's science behind this, and this has been proven. We are constantly regenerating and refreshing ourselves. It's like your body hits the compost button all the time. And what does this mean for us? This means opportunity. It means that we have the opportunity to create newness in our body if you give it the right raw material. So let's everyone start today or tomorrow, mm-hmm. start right away, start thinking about, I want to create that armor Dr. Kellyanne talked about, and I'm going to do that by putting the right raw material into my body. Bone broth is a great way to start. That's a great way to start putting that raw material in your body, building what you want to build.
And you can reset in 21 days, right? And so this is incredible. Kellyanne, I've seen it. I'm like constant on reorder at your company. And again, guys, whether you do the dried packets, whether you buy it frozen, there's a multitude. We'll put the links below. Kellyanne, I know you've got to rush. You've got another interview.
It's a big media day today.
It's a huge media day today. And I just want to thank you again for your time. And if you could just share really quickly, where is the best place for people to find you and where can they go and get your bone broth like now? Because I know everybody's going to want to start as soon as humanly possible to get on the two cups a day and start fueling their body with this 21-day reset.
Yes. So go to Dr. Kellyanne, that there's no E at the end of that, DrKellyanne.com. Go to DrKellyanne.com. You can buy my products there. There's lots of information there. And I sure would love it if you'd follow me on Dr. Kellyanne Petrucci on Instagram. If you plug in Dr. Kellyanne, it'll pop up where I'm constantly updating you on all of the latest and greatest.
Yeah. And she's constantly doing the latest and greatest. Definitely check out her Instagram. It's incredible. I follow her there every day. I love you so much. Thank you for being here and for sharing your incredible wisdom with everybody. And here is to an epic 2021 and all of us getting our armor on and taking care of ourselves. Thank you for your incredible guidance and love.
Cheers to that. Right back to you.
Oh my God. I love you, girl. We will put all the links below, guys. And I will see you next week with our next guest. Thank you so much, Kellyanne. Bye, honey.
Bye.
Thank you for joining me today. If this podcast episode was super helpful for you, please share with your friends, guys. Sharing is caring. What would mean the world is an awesome review on iTunes. Simply click and give your 5-star review so I can keep bringing you great content to support you in shining bright, playing big, and living as your most beautiful, authentic, and powerful self in a body you love. This show doesn't stop here, so join our exclusive and private Facebook community called Wholeness with Melissa Catherine. Simply ask to join to receive endless complimentary videos, monthly Facebook Lives exclusive for this community, and be a part of an awesome, sacred, safe space of incredible, like-minded women just like you, where you can feel heard, express, and receive additional guidance. And I have something else that's incredible for you this month. So if you've been struggling to understand why you sabotage the things that you want, girl, this is my zone of genius and this is what I do. So I have created a quiz for you based off of my international best-selling book called Eat Right for Your Archetype. This quiz is going to help you to identify which archetype you are so you can break free from self-sabotage to release weight and step into your power in life. So this is so much more. Even if you don't have to release weight, this is about being healthy, and your health and wellness is what empowers you to your greatness. So simply head on over to melissacatherine.com/quiz to take that quiz today, and you will receive your results right away, right in your inbox. All right. Thanks so much, guys. And I will see you in the next episode.